Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3189 AM. Today's date is October 17th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Hits the Green New Deal Hard. Timing is everything. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum. Trump is showing the people that the Green New Deal does not work, and he hit the Green New Deal very, very hard. And I don't even think he had to do that, but once again, he needs to show the people, look, their policies, they're going to destroy the entire country. Actually, it's going to destroy the entire world. But this is what the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum actually wants. They want the world as we know it today completely destroyed. And they want it rebuilt in a completely new way, which we know is the Great Reset, the central bank digital currency, and reducing the population and allowing the people to live in these small little tiny areas where they're not using the resources of the world. And this is what they've been trying to do. And I think Trump, he needed to show the people their entire agenda. And I do believe this is why during the pandemic, they made the announcement and Trump said, okay, go ahead, show the people what the Green New Deal consists of. Show the people what you're going to do with the Great Reset and the central bank digital currency. Let everyone experience this and go ahead, bring on the net zero. Show everyone how Germany right now is going to go net zero. Let California do it. Let everyone see it. So this way, everyone could understand exactly what you're planning to do. Now, remember, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they never, ever, ever wanted to do this while people were awake. They wanted to do this while there was destruction, while there was a pandemic, while people were scared, while people were hiding in their homes, while cities were destroyed. They wanted all this to happen under the cover of an event. And this way they can move forward with their plan. They never expected the entire pandemic to be countered. They never expected the people to go back to work. They never expected the children to go back to school. They never expected any of this, but it was too late. They already started down this path and they couldn't stop. They had to move forward with everything that they were doing. And as you do this, what do the people see? They see what your plan is. They see exactly how this is not going to work for the entire world, especially here in the United States. It's not going to work. And as soon as you change the type of energy and you try to retrofit it to everything that we do today without any type of transition, it's all going to fall apart, especially with the population that we have today. And think about it. Think about how we go about our business today, trucking all over the country, flights all over the world, diesel trains to pull long train cars. There's no way that these electric motors are going to be able to do this. And now the people can see exactly that. It will not work. And take a look at what they're doing with the economy. Because remember, now they're raising the rates, they're pushing the Green New Deal, and we see Germany, they're continually falling apart. Since free money has been ended, because remember, we had zero to negative interest rates. Since that is gone, well, Germany is imploding right now. And it looks like that they will not be able to make it if they continue down this path. Now, remember, they ushered in the Green New Deal. They decided, okay, we're going to close nuclear power plants. We're going to close coal-fired plants. We're going to try to go to net zero. At the same time, there was inflation. At the same time, interest rates just started to move up. They started to do all these things. And on top of that, they opened the floodgates to all these illegals coming into the country, which means they had to build more apartments. Now, how can you possibly do this when you're pushing the Green New Deal, when the economy is imploding? You can't. So what happens? Well, under these conditions, Falling prices, surging construction costs, higher rates, and difficulties in getting financing. Property developers are holding large tracts of land that cannot be economically developed and that could be sold only at much lower prices if buyers can find them at all. And they're working on construction projects whose economic assumptions got wiped out by higher interest rates and falling property prices. All of these factors are leading to liquidity and insolvency issues. So Germany is in trouble right now. And they brought this upon themselves. Now, again, like we said from the very, very beginning, they never expected this to happen while the people are awake. Now, if there was a war and they said, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to usher in the Green New Deal. We're going to usher in the Great Reset, the central bank digital currency. The people, they're too busy, you know, rebuilding or finding their loved ones. There's death and destruction everywhere. And I don't think at this point they would even care where what we did or what we say or where we bring them. That's what they were planning on. And now this is all backfiring on them. And every step of the way, what is Trump doing? He's letting everyone know the Green New Deal is going to destroy what we have today. The Green New Deal is not going to work. Electric cars aren't going to work. Windmills aren't going to work. Solar panels aren't going to work. And sometimes you need to show the people because it sounds fantastic on paper. Let's end the pollution of the world. Let's go all green. And it can work. That's what they kept saying. Oh, we can do it. But now the people see it can't be done. And what they're trying to do will not work with this population. It will not work with the world as we know it. It's completely impossible. They would drastically have to change everything. Now, can they just do that? Well, they were trying with the pandemic. They were trying with a war. But if you subtract that and remove it, can they do it? No. So they're trying to retrofit their entire plan into the existing world, which does not work. It cannot support it. They've known this from the very beginning. This is why they wanted to reduce the population. This is why they wanted to bring us into the Great Reset, the central bank digital currency, because this way they would have complete and utter control. And now the people can see this. And actually, Trump, he was out in Iowa and he was talking about electric cars. And he said, electric cars are good if you have a towing company. He said, listen, if I had a towing company, I'd make a fortune because these cars, they can't even go anywhere. They have a certain charge. You can't find a charger. They break down. And I don't mean they physically break down, but they break down because they don't have the energy to keep going. And I can just drive by with my tow truck, either use my gas power generator or tow them away. So he's letting everyone know that this entire system that they're pushing is not going to work. And as we go through 2024, I do believe they're going to see, and I'm talking about the people of this country and the people of the world, they're going to realize that none of what they're proposing is going to work. And everything that they're saying, the opposite is happening. And that's what people are seeing. I mean, think about it. Since the interest rates have been going up, wages haven't been keeping up, and fuel prices are going up, inflation's going up, people are finding it very, very difficult to make ends meet. Now, when the layoffs start and companies start laying off, because you know we're heading into a depression, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. This whole thing's going to come crashing down around the Biden administration, around the Federal Reserve, around the Treasury Department. But you can see that things are getting worse as we move forward. Unusual Whales put this out and said, the number of homeowners hit with foreclosure notices in the third quarter of the year jumped 34% from a year ago to nearly 125,000. They were up 28% from the previous quarter, which tells you this is not a good sign. And we're starting to see this not just with real estate, but credit card delinquencies, auto delinquencies, everything's starting to push up because people are finding it very, very difficult to survive in this time of type of economic situation. And once the people hit the economic precipice, they're going to be screaming and yelling, why isn't anyone doing anything? And who's in charge? The Biden administration? You think they're going to do anything? They're the ones who are causing it. You think the Fed's going to do anything? Well, they're telling you that they're already doing something. Well, we're controlling inflation by raising the rates. No, actually, what you're doing, you're destroying the economy. Because when you raise the rates in this type of controlled economic system, you don't help it. You actually destroy it. This is what happened back in 2008. They raised the rates up to a certain point. The economy tipped over, and then they dropped it very, very quickly. They tried to do it when Trump was in office, 2018, 2019. They said, okay, we're going to start raising the rates. Why in the world would they start raising the rates? Did we have an inflation problem? No, Trump was bringing inflation down. Did we have fuel prices moving up? No, actually, fuel prices were going the opposite way. So why in the world at that point did the Fed need to start raising rates? Does it make any sense? Because they told us they needed to raise rates this time around to control the inflation. What were they trying to control back then? There was nothing for them to control. All they wanted to do was bring the entire economic system down around Trump. That was their plan. And as they started to do this, Trump called them out on it. Now Trump reversed all of this, set the deep state up, set the central bank up, set the World Economic Forum up, and now they're the ones who are going to feel the weight of the entire economic system crashing on top of them. So now, as we go into 2024, and I do believe this was all planned, timing is everything, the Green New Deal was set in motion. It's destroying the economy. The stimulus, where they're continually borrowed and borrowed and borrowed, and the Fed continually print and print and printed, that is going to cause inflation like we've never seen before, which we're seeing now. And to bring us into the Green New Deal, they decided, okay, we have to make fossil fuels very, very expensive, because how else do we push the people into electric or solar power or windmills? We have to make it so they can't afford fossil fuels. This way we could force them into this. But by doing that, what are they doing? They're actually destroying the economic system, and the people can see this. And as they keep doing this throughout 2024, the entire system is going to implode around them. Everything that they set in motion is not going to work. And the people around this country, around the world, they're realizing that they need to protect themselves. And what's very interesting about all of this is that from the very, very beginning, we had all the different banks and BlackRock and Vanguard. I'm not saying they're good or bad. Most of these places are pretty darn bad because they own a lot of things. They force their policies on certain corporations and they're pushing certain policies. But what's very interesting, if you go back in time, they all said, even the Treasury, the Fed, and everyone else, that cryptocurrency, well, this was used by criminals, money laundering, and everything else like that. If you go back in time, when Ron Paul was questioning Bernanke, who was the head of the Fed back in 2008, he was asking him about gold. Is that money? And he said, no, that's a barbarous relic. Nobody holds it anymore. It's not important anymore, except, you know, central banks were trading in their pieces of paper for gold, which is kind of strange. If you think pieces of paper are the way to go, why would you need gold then? You wouldn't. But they pushed people away by using the paper markets and telling everyone that you don't need it. The crypto market, they decided, okay, we're going to tell everyone that it's used by criminals. Now, remember, there was a survey done, and it's like 0.02% that is used by criminals. What's the percentage that criminals use the paper dollar? And I'm not talking about the criminals on the streets. I'm talking about the banks. I'm talking about those people in government. I'm talking about all the insider trading, because they're using the fiat currency. So we're seeing money laundering. I mean, just look at Joe Biden, for example. What did he use? He used fiat currency. He was accepting that. He was laundering the money through the shell companies. So when they talk about laundering money, all you got to do is look at the corrupt politicians, look at the banking systems, and you could see it all. But if you go back in time, like we were saying before, and Genevieve Roeck-Decker put this out, the CEO of BlackRock back in 2017, he said, crypto is an index of money laundering. And it wasn't just him. It was many different banks. It was the Treasury. It was the Fed. They were all on the same page. Let's redirect everyone away from cryptocurrency. Let's redirect everyone away from gold and silver. Let's try to direct everyone into the stock market, into the fiat currency. Let's do that. Well, if you fast forward to today, 2023, BlackRock says crypto will play a role as a flight to quality. So why would someone say that? Why did they have a change of heart? Because again, they see what's going on around the world. In the beginning, they thought they were in control. They thought they were going to bring us into the central bank digital currency. They thought they had the control. So let's move everyone away from that. So now when they realize, hey, we don't have the control anymore, well, we better protect ourselves, because if we don't, our entire business is going to go down the tubes. So now they have to tell people crypto's okay. Gold is okay now. Everything is fine if you go with those things. Crypto is no longer being used by criminals. All of a sudden, everything just changed. No, what they're doing is they're actually protecting themselves, because they see what's happening around the world. They understand that their entire agenda is not working the way they thought it was going to work. And from all the polls and everything else that's been going on, the people aren't buying what they're selling. And they're starting to realize this. And as time goes on, people are going to start to understand what's really going on, and they're going to start to protect themselves. It always starts at the institutional level and the very wealthy, where they realize, hey, you know something? Let's move into other types of currency very, very slowly and carefully so we don't ring any alarm bells here. And as they're continually doing this, people really don't take notice. But when you see like inflation, you see high fuel costs, and it's getting worse and worse, and you're seeing a lot more people talk about it, people start to recognize, hey, we need to do something to protect ourselves. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen as we go throughout 2024, especially with war and everything else. And as all this builds and the economy implodes, people start to wake up and people start to realize what's really, really happening. And especially when the market comes down, because remember, those people that put a lot into the market, they go, holy crap, look what's happening. The market's, you know, having problems. It might crash. I want to transfer some of this into something else. And I do believe as we go through 2024 and as everything starts to fall apart, people are going to recognize this. And in the end, as people watch all of this play out, because everyone's awake, everyone's thinking logically, everyone could see all of this. And I'm not saying 100% of the people, but they're going to make a completely different decision at the end. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be directing a lot of the people, saying, listen, is this the economy that you want? Is this the system that you want to go into? Because they've been lying to you the entire time. We can have a completely different system. And this is what I propose. And I do believe he's going to have like, you know, we got to go back to sound money. We got to get rid of the Fed. We have to restructure the Fed. We need to break away from the globalist system. I do believe all this is going to start to happen, and we're going to hear a lot of these solutions as we enter 2024 and as we move through 2024. And I do believe when the crisis hits in the end, the people are going to make the final decision, and it'll be very, very easy for the people to make this decision because they've been given the solutions. If you've been given the solutions and you look at them and you research them, the people are going to say, you know something? Yeah, this makes a lot more sense than the people that have been lying to us. So in the end, the people are going to make the final decision, and it's going to be very, very easy for Trump to shift us away. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.